You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn. You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Mrs. Jones, and I'm here with my better half, D-Stacks, a.k.a. Mr. Jones, and we are the Joneses. Me and D-Stacks are a power couple. We out here on our grind, making moves together by the grace of God. Kicking It with the Joneses is live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We bringing it to you straight up, telling it like it is, covering Brooklyn news, trending news, and hood news. Keep it in 100. It's important to tune in to our show, not only because we are dope, but because you can win free stuff. We will have special giveaways not every show, but often enough. We recently had our Christmas giveaway last week and had two winners, Rice from Brooklyn and Maquisha from Brooklyn. They won a rose gold Utrecht wireless portable Bluetooth speaker with hand-free speakerphones and built-in micro SDTF card slot, which should be arriving on Thursday, ladies. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks again for tuning in and participating and Kicking It with the Joneses Christmas giveaway. We hope everyone had a merry, merry Christmas. I know I did. It was truly a blessed day. I want to give a quick overview of last week's show topic, which was rape and Black-owned businesses. This was a deep topic. And just last week, the activist organization Black Lives Matter launched the Google Power Backing Black Business site, aims to list every business in the country owned by a Black American. The site, which currently has about 300 businesses listed so far, will enable visitors to find companies by address, city, state, zip code, or categories that include food, beverages, health, beauty, and entertainment. There are also separate listings for both online companies without a street address and nonprofit. Black Lives Matter co-founder said in a statement, Black-owned businesses have long been a staple in the Black community, providing jobs, economic security, and somewhere for us to go and feel seen and safe. In these uncertain times, we need these places more than ever. That is so true and definitely a step forward.
What's good, Brooklyn? It's your boy, D-Stacks. This is our seventh episode. Our first topic we're going to be talking about is a single-parent academic. In the United States, more than 80% of single parents are mothers. Among them, 45% are divorced or separated. About 1.7% are widowed, while 34% never have been married. According to the Census Bureau statistics, one of the many problems of being a child of a single parent is the child is more likely to be born into poverty and remain there. Today, about 1 in 4 children under the age of 18, a total of about 17.4 million, are being raised without a father. But it's worse when you are not raised by a mother or a father. And nearly half, about 45% live below the poverty line, according to the Single Mother Guide. For those living with a father, only about 21% live in poverty. In contrast, among children living with both parents, 13% are counted as poverty-stricken.
A new analysis showed that children who grow up without fathers suffer throughout their lives. They face a higher chance of death as babies, and in adulthood, they are more likely to be unemployed, homeless, or in prison. Such children are also more at risk of poverty, poor health, unhappiness, and poor performance at schools, or physical abuse, running away from homes, heavy drinking and smoking, drug taking, falling into crimes, sexually transmitted infections, and teenage parenthood. The report, which gathers together research finding on all aspects of children's lives to try to detect the overall effect of family breakdown, also found that the problems of children without fathers affect everybody around them. It said that the collapse of the two-parent married family is partly to blame for increasing crimes and violence, for the erosion of community spirit, and for growing welfare dependency.
The analysis also found that young people in a single-parent families are 5 times more likely to suffer chemical ill treatment. For those with two birth parents and at the risk of fatal abuse in stepfamilies is 100% times higher than in birth parent families. School inclusion, early school leaving, smoking, drinking, and drug taking are all more common among children from single-parent families. Girls from divorced families are twice as likely to become teenage mothers. Also, with the new baby alive dolls, they train these children very young. And adults from broken families are nearly twice as likely as others to be homeless, twice as likely to be unemployed, and women from broken families are twice as likely to have children outside of marriage.
Black children are significantly less likely than other children to be living with two married parents. In 2015, 34% of black children were living with two parents, compared with 83% of Asian children, 74% of white children, and 60% of Hispanic children. In the African American community, 72% of black children are raised in a single parent household. In the United States, 31% of black children have both a mother and a father in the homes. 53% have only a mother present. 7% have only a father present, and 9% have neither parent present. These figures have been represented in various ways in the media to portray a single parent crisis in the black community. This is so sad. But just to piggyback off of these stacks with the baby alive, I honestly don't think that's to prepare little girls to be single parents or to be teenage moms. Like, I played with dolls when I was younger, and it never crossed my mind, like, hey, I want to be a mommy right now. So I don't agree with you, these stacks. And plus, we just got our kids baby alive. So, and I'm pretty sure Delilah, 3 years old, not thinking about being anybody mommy. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to get right back to you. You are tuned in with Kicking It with the Joneses. Thanks for tuning in today.
Cinderissa from the 8 block. It'd be hard to lay low when my name stay poppin'. Got the 8s right behind me, so you know my gang rockin'. It'd be hard to lay low, cause I'm not just anybody. And these hoes gon' hate, cause they birds keep flockin'. I ain't tryna be cocky, but the fans still watch. Shorty claims she ain't one, but a top ain't even sloppy. It'd be hard to lay low when my name stay poppin'. And the bag is overrated, so you know I'm in my wallet. It be hard to lay low when my name's so poppin'. Right now. They say I'm low-key in my bag, but I'm really in my wallet. Rip ahead, boolin' big, yeah, that's why I stay. All my J-boys on the scene, but we reppin' 88. And you know our name's poppin' on your TL every day. Call me Uber everywhere, I touch down when I slay. Cinderissa from New York, but I touched on NFL. Don't be creepin' in my DM, cause you know I'm gon' tell. Liz and Wiz on the scene, so you know we gettin' smacked. Relationship goes, cause they always keep a pack. I'll pull up, looking tasty like a snack. That's your girl, she a lame, that's why she a throwback. And you know I'm always late, cause I'm posing for the snap. And we screaming free jack while we hitting the scat. It be hard to lay low when my name stay poppin'. Got the 8s right behind me, so you know my gang rockin'. It be hard to lay low, cause I'm not just anybody. And these hoes gon' hate, cause they birds keep flockin'. I ain't tryna be cocky, but the fans still. Shorty claims she ain't one, but a top ain't even sloppy. It be hard to lay low when my name stay poppin'. And the bag is overrated, so you know I'm in my wallet. Right now. It be hard to lay low when my name so poppin'. Right now. They say I'm low-key in my bag, but I'm really in my wallet. Pull up on your block, nigga, everybody know me. And you know we geeked up, off the pack. I smoky, Mo Lala, Nine Age, they some Johns on the low-key. Jess Williams, she a shorty, but she'll drag you like you stole beans. Walking past your gang, they like, damn, that girl's some fire. Your girl says she know me, but she just a dick rider. So I'ma ride around the corner, so you know the money landed. Caked up, bowling hard, you can call me Charles Mann. What's poppin'? In my New York slang. My bro Jero got that work, what have you boofin' insane. Slim thick with them lips, I'm a pretty brown thing. And my nigga got a dime, never been no loose change. Gang on East Stab, that's the new 8 block. And Quelly got that lean that'll make your heart stop. And Kel on the scene, couple grizzly bear watch. I got everybody dabbing slow-mo, they Millie rockin'. It be hard to lay low when my name stay poppin'. Got the 8s right behind me, so you know my gang rockin'. It be hard to lay low, cause I'm not just anybody. And these It be hard to lay low when my name's so poppin'. Right now, right now. They say I'm low-key in my bag, but I'm really in my wallet. In my wallet, in my wallet, in my wallet.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love is sweet?
Dear mama. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love
it? Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
please, no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it. Some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me. And all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama,
place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama,
Okay, we just these stacks. We back live, and before we went to break, we was talking about the single parent crisis. Most of us have seen a scenario more times than we can count. A woman in a grocery store with two kids in a basket with no wedding band and no man in sight. She might even be pregnant at the time. In the Black community, the single parent issue has taken over the community by storm. Over 70% of all African American children come from single parent households, and many children suffer as a result. This is a problem. How did we come about this?
Our generation does not seem to value commitment the way that prior generations did. We seem to think in terms of our individual well-being rather than keeping the family unit together. I believe that if we restore a sense of value to family and the well-being of our children, we will start to see less children grow up in single-parent homes. Relationship has ceased to be relationships. They are more of exchanges.
Mass incarceration of Black men has led to a mass panic among Black women to snatch up a decent man as soon as they can be having his baby. The Black American family never really had a chance. From slavery to mass incarceration, men have been continually removed from the equation, making a single Black mother a common invisible family dynamic. With years of that as a visible setup, the two-parent family becomes much less of a social expectation. The single mother design is no permanent, that there are fewer visible instances where having a father around is better.
There are Black single mothers because Black men are not stepping up to the plate, meaning that most of them have not taken the initiative to better themselves. So how could they possibly provide for a household? Rather than wait for a man to get it together, Black women have no choice but to keep it moving and take up the slack, so that their children will not be without. The other side is that those men that are doing the right thing are often denied access to their children because the mother will try and use the children as pawns in order to get back at the father.
Now we are going to get into our Up and Coming Artists Underground segment, where we play a song from an independent artist showcasing their talents. If you are anyone you know who is an up-and-coming artist and they are trying to get their music out, just hit us up. We will play it on our show. You can email us at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. The Joneses, that's thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. And the underground artist we're going to play today is Lady Lennox from Harlem. Shout out to Harlem, Foster, 112 and Lennox. And then she's going to play two songs about her. The first song is called Love, and the second song is called The Rebirth.
Real love. love, the nigga went down for me. You're damn right, I had the lawyer and
now
the bail money.
Tell me about love.
I was on my mellow while you was playing them benches. Lady Lennox, pecan goddess from out the trenches. And through the Cavalli lenses, I see these haters is trending. Fuck niggas, bad for business, can't trust them, they worse as snitches. And bitches, they switch when they think you competition. Nothing in fool, just watch your whole existence. So I stay on my humble, new giddy bone and bread. Salute the ponies where they know I put that work in. When I was on the block, nigga, I was zoning. Graveyard shift, my daughter school in the morning. No sleep, no shorts, the first through the 15. D in the pussy ass out, straight booty me. Kept them fiends coming heavy, traffic out of 103. The D's couldn't mark me, I was low like the bottom B. Cooking up the hood like cornbread and collard greens. On me, y'all shit like oxtail, rice and peas. Nuff treat me, I burn in a font to leave. Nuff treat me, I burn in a font to leave. NY chick chasing money in the dirty south. On the Greyhound with them plates called Brussels sprouts. What you know about that White House and the Louis pouch? What you know about a guard that's trapping in the coke house? I was 10 toes down when I was in P-Town. Always in my own lane, headed in a different route. Had me on my ether, moving yay off the beeper. D for the low and six racks on the Keisha.
We are back live. If you want your music played on Radio Free Brooklyn, Kicking It With The Joneses, hit us up on our Facebook page or email us at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. Again, that's thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. When submitting your music, let us know where you're from and whether or not if you're signed to a label. Okay, so last week, we talked about how if a baby is conceived during a rape attack and the mother decides to keep the baby, how the attacker has parental rights, especially if they are paying child support. So the next topic today, we are going to talk about child support. Child support services are available to any parent, guardian, or caretaker of a child for whom child support is needed. If you are applying for public assistance or Medicaid, filing for child support from the non-custodial parents is part of the application process. If you are an applicant for or a recipient of public assistance for a child, child support services are automatically provided unless seeking child support may result in physical or emotional harm to you or your child. Child support awards are made by each state's family court system. Most states require that they are based on the best interest of the child. In addition to determining support in continuous like divorce cases, court reviews, stipulations, agreements between the parents can be overviewed. They can overview an agreement that does not adequately provide for the child. So the judges pretty much make the call on what you are awarded for child support.
I honestly think child support is a way to keep the black man down. A black man is not even given a chance to willingly give, contribute, and add to the life of their child or children. Before the mother of the child or children runs down to the overseer to handcuff him with a child support order, I'm against brothers being violated in such a system that was designed to destroy the black family and the children being treated as assets and property of the mother with no regard to the father. I'm against is the bitter mama syndrome. Bitter because the relationship ended. The child's first words are, probably my daddy ain't shit, because that's what he hears all the time. I'm against mothers turning down the hearts of children away from the father because the heart didn't get what they wanted.
Bitterness is not limited to just women. That men can become scorned and vengeful and attempt to drag mothers through courts as a means to be vindictive. Please understand that not all women seek child support and maintain to the best of their ability. Also, if you are on state assistance, as I stated, the state will go after the father and does not need your permission to do so. There are men that are not fulfilling their duties as fathers, which is why the courts favor the mothers because of the many deadbeats around.
Some women are of the confused mind frame that child support is better than their father and that all a child needs is a check. I saw this Facebook post of a picture of a black woman holding a wheelbarrow full of money, and the words above the picture said child support, way better than a dad. This shows how women are hustling their wounds for the sole purpose of collecting a child support check. I get it. A child needs to eat. He needs clothes and shelter regardless. Does that clear the father of his duty, including finances? No, it do not. It does, however, in a financial climate where the unemployment rate of a black man is at an all-time high, and if the father has desire, the will, and the sincere intentions to take care of his child, but isn't able at the moment, could not his time as just be valuable? I would think his time would be more valuable than the money. And also, there's a lot of deadbeat mothers out there, too. Mm. So we can't just talk about the deadbeat fathers.
You're right. And I get what you're saying about he, because the time is valuable, whatever. But his time spent with the child, it is valuable. However, they also need to spend time searching for a job. The financial burden should not only be on the mother. It takes two to make a baby, so it should take two to provide for the baby as well. So, yeah, your time spent with your kid is important, but at the end of the day, you still have to provide for your child. Unemployment rates is at an all-time high. However, that child needs to eat. The child has school fees that must be paid, and the father's time spent with the child is not going to pay the bills.
Let's be honest here. A single mother with children will always have more options than a single man. When a black man enters the world, he has a bull's eye on his back. Not only do we fight against our common enemy, we also fight against his counterpart, the black woman. Yes, the black man has issues within himself that affect our community, but the black woman have issues as well, and have also contributed to the breakdown of the black family. I normally don't knock anyone hustle, but the child support hustle has got to end. And every woman that's listening and says to herself, not every woman hustles her wound for child support payments. You are correct. Now let's take that same thinking and apply it towards a black man. Not every black man navigates his responsibilities. Not every black man leaves his seed to grow wild and uncivilized on his own. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to play these two songs, and we'll be right back.
Bay Okay. Okay.
All I hear is gang all up in this game. This ain't what they is, I know what they ain't. I just keep it moving, I just keep it pushing. Money steps alone, stress up to the sale. King Kong, Gorilla King Kong, Gorilla King Kong, Gorilla King Kong, Gorilla. This ain't what they is, I know what they ain't. They keep coming for me, but I know they can't. King Kong, Gorilla King Kong, Gorilla King Kong, Gorilla King Kong, Gorilla. They say what they is, I know what they ain't. They be coming for me, but I know they can't.
It's about time. It's about time. It's about time.
It's about
time. It's about time.
It's about
time.
Too busy yelling, can't gain by a lot of you busters. How you loyal to the streets with disrespect, your mothers? You should honor your parents, that's why a lot of you suffer. Hear my city bodies dropping in this place called Shy. You would think that people wanna change and call out God, but they too blinded by the things that they say. Oh, and that's me. Why did Martin die for? But y'all too busy killing his dream. But only know one real boss. One real boss who made that course. You're the only one who can carry that cross. You're the only one who can take sale off. He's a giant to you, sinners. He's a savior. They are villains. He's the real. Y'all pretenders. Are you mad? Get at your best, boy.
All I hear is gang all up in this game. They say what they is, I know what they ain't. I just keep it moving, I just keep it pushing. Money steps alone, stress up to the ceiling. King Kong, Gorilla King Kong, Gorilla King Kong, Gorilla King Kong, Gorilla. They say what they is, I know what they ain't. They be coming for me, but I know they can't.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger. If you let it all out, then he will work it out for you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. If you let it all out, then he will work it out for you.
Yes, Lord, you can do it if you put your mind to it. Get that chip off your shoulder and let him take care of you. Cause you can't handle it, so let go and let God move. Just trust him and watch out. He'll come through.
Stand gang is what they call him. Twin boys who used to run the city. Hang with nothing but the baddest chicks. Then ride for him when they hit a lick. Turning up on a Tuesday. They're popping bottles on a Friday. You better watch how you step to them, cause they'll rob you on the Sabbath day. Who can part the Red Sea? Who can move mountains? Who can make dirt into flesh? Who can make death into life? Put him out, nobody. I said nobody, let's get it. All I hear was talking devil while you speaking. You better come correct me, cause my God is lethal.
All I hear is pain all up in this game. They say what they is, I know what they ain't. I just keep it moving, I just keep it pushing. Money steps alone, stress up to the ceiling. King Kong, Gorilla King Kong, Gorilla King Kong, Gorilla King Kong, Gorilla. They say what they is, I know what they ain't. They be coming for me, but I know they can't.
Niggas, they all in my ear, and all of these hoes hard. I put fear, got bitches stuck like headlights on the deer.
If I say it's suicide, nigga, that mean it's no discussion. Hell no, I ain't a shooter, but my brothers get to bussing. But since they in the pen, I'll call the fucking cousin. Whole family down the ride, they'll pull up out a dozen. Got the loud package that dank. He said he shooting blinks. Was gonna ask how your coochie stank, but I don't care, I'm making bank. I'm taking pics, booty on the sink. Ask the sound on my drum screaming pink. Cause I don't care what you think, and your niggas still wanna link. Twerking that thing like Riri. Nails, hair, makeup, brows on fleek. And none of these bitches can be me. And none of these hoes can be me. Yeah, I'm rolling around like I'm Big Me. And all y'all hoes get hold of me. Yeah, nigga, hold of me. Yeah, nigga, I got the jupes, so he deep in my DM.
Deep in her what?
Soon as these niggas peep game, I swear they always be fiending.
He off the dust.
Now it's shorty mad. Keep calm, since you could keep him.
She know what's up.
Told her I don't want him. I just had him for the weekend. Talking MVP, I won. He sending shots, hitting none. These niggas, they all in my ear. And all of these hoes hard, I put fear. Got bitches stuck like headlights on a deer. I had to make it clear. I be slaying shit, that's why your nigga a fiend. If you can't control your mans, come for him, not for me. Cause I sit on his face and make him eat my ice cream. Have him in the crib, leaving lawyer shit on scene. But Bessie, she thick as this nigga. Pretty face, she'll still take your nigga. Had him doing backflips like Jigger. Party bus, we all off the liquor. My booty only gon' get bigger. My wallet only gon' get thicker. These bitches only gon' get sicker. It's only cause I'm Cinderissa. I got the juice, so he deep in my DM.
Even her what?
Soon as these niggas keep game, I swear they always be fiending.
He off the dust.
Now it's shorty mad. Keep calm, since you could keep him.
She know what's up.
Told her I don't want him. I just had him for the weekend. MVP, I won. He sending shots, hitting none. These niggas, they all in my ear. And all of these hoes hard. I put fear. Got bitches stuck like headlights on a deer. I had to make it clear.
All right, and we are back live. We went on break and we played Panorama Jamma Girls, King Kong, and Spinderessa Peep Game. So before we went on break, we were speaking about child support. And D-Stax is making some good points in regards to the black man. I'm about to give y'all some 10 things that you should know about child support. 10 facts. And I thought these was pretty interesting. So the first one is, although men are most frequently the providers of child support, 15% of all people who pay child support are women. Number two, the average child support payment made in the U.S. is $430 a month. About the third one, about 30% of all custodial parents never receive 1 cent of the child support legally due to them, even if they have a court order from child support. Four, there are no national guidelines for determining an adequate amount of child support. Each state uses its own calculations to set child support. Five, child support money is completely tax-free income for the recipient, but is not tax deductible for the person paying child support. Six, child support and visitation rights are two distinct and different legal matters. You can legally stop paying child support just because an ex makes it hard for you or even prevents you from seeing your child. Seven, child support is not dischargeable by bankruptcy, even if you are dead broke, deep in debt, or out of work. A bankruptcy judge cannot swipe away due or overdue child support payments. Eight, child support orders can always be modified by a court order. If there has been a significant change of circumstances, either parent can go back to court and request that child support be increased, decreased, or even eliminated. Nine, a parent who is unemployed or has a reduction in income is still required to pay all court-ordered child support unless that parent has received a court-approval written child support modification from a judge. The last one, 10, failure to pay child support can lead to serious consequences, including wage garnishments, asset seized, credit bureau reporting, driver's licenses suspension, passport denial, withholding of unemployment benefits, and even arrest or jail time.
The threat of jail is considered an effective incentive for people who are able but unwilling to pay. Many critics are saying that harsh policies are trapping poor men in a cycle of debt, unemployment, and imprisonment. The problem begins with the child support orders that at the outset can exceed parents' ability to pay. When parents fall short, the authorities escalate collection efforts with holding up to 65% of a paycheck, seizing bank deposits and tax refunds, suspending driver's license and professional licenses, and then imposing jail time. Parents are truly designated to go to jail over and over again for child support debt simply because they're poor. We see many cases in which the person is released. They're given 3 months to pay a large sum of money, and then if they can't do that, they toss right back in jail.
In many jurisdictions, support orders are based not on the parent's actual income, which is crazy, but on inputted income, what they would be expected to earn if they had a full-time minimum wage or medium wage job. Well, every parent has a responsibility to support their kids to the best of their ability. The tools developed in the 1990s are designed for people who have money. Jail is appropriate for someone who is actively hiding assets, not appropriate for someone who couldn't pay the order in the first place.
But be aware that HRAs can collect money from the non-custodial parent going back to the date that the custodian parent started collecting PA, as well as the costs for the child's birth that were paid by Medicaid. The head of the Federal Child Support Office said the system should be based on expectation that both parents would contribute toward their children's needs. As nuts, she set up the policy of making fathers repay welfare. She gets the assistant. He gets charged with the bill. He asks the judge, how am I supposed to live, Mr. Scott? And the judge says something like, that's your problem. You figure it out.
Wow. Many parents who owe child support, miss payments, and accrue some amount of debt or arrangement. States have the authority to charge interest on unpaid support at the rate set by state statutes. The interest is generally determined in the same way as other civil judgments. States may look at interest on child support arrays as both an incentive to encourage timely payments as well as a penalty for those who do not make payments. 9% in Illinois, New York, and Oregon. 12% in Colorado, Kentucky, Vermont, and Washington. Austin, Texas, have collected more than $160,000 in back child support since starting a program this year that bars some parents who owe money from renewing vehicle registrations. The rule applies to parents at least 6 months behind in child support payments. It does not apply to vehicle titles registered to someone other than the parent owing child support or to jointly own vehicles.
A surprising number of men end up paying child support for a child that is not their own. The basic ratio for the result is that the laws that revolve around child support are more focused on ensuring that a child grows up with the support of an identical father, or the state is providing financial support for a child. Now, your girlfriend wants to break up and wants nothing to do with you. And by the way, she has newsflash for you. You know the child you've been supporting, the little girl who you've been calling you daddy and snuggling on your lap, the child you've been buying birthday and Christmas gifts for over the last 6 years. Guess what, sucker? You're not the baby daddy's after all. What now? What about the over $20,000 in child support payments you made over the past 6 years? It sure adds up fast, doesn't it? Are you entitled to get the money back? The answer, unfortunately, in today's legal environment, is no. And the fact, under the laws of most states, even if you find out the child you've been supporting is not your biological child, you will still be on the hook for child support until the child reaches 18. The lesson, all men faced with a claim of paternity should request DNA testing before admitting that the child is yours or signing anything. This is your legal right. And it holds true, no matter how much you trust the mom or your mother or your child, trust has little to do with it. She might get upset that she won a DNA test, but oh well, go take that test.
I think that the lesson isn't go take the test, but I think the lesson should be wrap it up. Know who you're dealing with. Don't just go making babies with anybody, because at the end of, especially people that you don't even you don't even think that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. Like, if you go make a baby, whatever the case may be, and then all of a sudden she puts you on child support and y'all hate each other, whatever, the lesson should not be go do DNA. The lesson should be you should have wrapped it up in the beginning before you got in that predicament. Because honestly, that's just so stupid. You have to know who you're dealing with, especially when you bring children into the world. It makes no sense that we have these cheating men and we have these vindictive women. And we have it because from jump, y'all wasn't going to be together anyway. So at the end of the day, it makes no sense to, bring a child in. And then when she take you for child support, then you're going to be all mad and upset about it because it makes no sense. You should know who you're dealing with. Get to know a person before you make a baby with a person. Because things like this happens, and then we say that all they trying to hold a black man down. Of course, this is all about money for the government to make. It's all about money. Like it said in that we read today, that the awards is determined by the courts. They could overrule an agreement that you have with your baby father or your baby mother or whatever the case may be. So this tells you that it's all about money. It even said that even if they unemployed, you still are required to pay. How are you going to pay if you don't get no income?
Even if you still got to pay if you're in jail too.
But at the end of the day, if you go to jail and you ain't got no job, your kids still need some clothes, your kids still need some food and whatever else they need. So that really is not a scapegoat if you go to jail. It shouldn't be a scapegoat. So I don't think you should get a free pass, because then we're going to see the guys, the deadbeat guys, that they're going to go to jail on purpose so they ain't got to pay child support. And you have a lot of these guys out here now who don't have a job or work, what is it, off the books. They work off the books so they wouldn't have to pay child support. That's sad. I don't think you should dodge child support, especially if you're not in the child's life. And a lot of these moms, y'all should not, if the guy's there in your life, if they doing for your child, but you feel like, oh, they could do more, or I need more money because I got 10 other kids I need to take care of, so your child needs to be fed, that ain't right either. Like, you're wrong for that. You're dead wrong for that.
They're taking the child support money supporting a man, a new man.
You definitely should not take your child support money to support your new man, because you're just making another mistake again. Because if you got a new man that you got to support with your child support, that means you got another deadbeat. And that's just so stupid. So know who you dealing with. That's the lesson. That's the moral of the story today. Know who you dealing with. Get it together, because child support is real. And don't use it as a way to get back because they hurt you. You in the beginning, you probably knew they wasn't for you, or you knew it wasn't going to go nowhere. So you shouldn't ever lay down and try to trap them with a baby, because a baby is not going to keep a man there. As we can see, as we read earlier in the show, all the single parents out there is mainly because a lot of people go and they feel like, all right, this relationship not working. Maybe we could bring something else to it. And then you go have a baby. And guess what? Now that baby don't have both parents in the household because y'all both was dumb and y'all both knew it wasn't going to last, but y'all still bring the baby in the system. Go wrap it up and get it together, because at the end of the day, you're going to hate each other. If he leave you for the next chick and he playing stepdaddy to those kids, you going to be mad and you going to go to court and you going to put them on child support, which is crazy. And you just doing it because you mad he left you when he moved on with somebody else. But fellas, that's wrong. You cannot just leave no girl you was dealing with, your baby mother, with her child. You just leave her and go find the next chick that got 4, 5, 6 other kids. And you playing stepdaddy, but you can't play real daddy. Who does that? That's wrong. It's a lot of times you see these stepfathers, they're great stepfathers, but they deadbeat dads. Like, get it together.
That's about that.
Exactly. Like,
mamas too.
Yeah, we have, that's right. We do have some deadbeat mothers too, but like the report shows, mainly the ones that single parents are the black mothers. So that's why I'm getting down on the men. But at the end of the day, you should know who you're dealing with, because this is why we have this problem, and it makes it look bad on black the black community, because we looking like, oh, we don't we don't value family. We don't value, you know, having that, giving our child that, which every child deserves to have both parents in the household. Even if they're not both parents in the household, a lot of men, they get so angry when you put them on child support. And it they don't even want to see the kid. They feel like, all right, I'm doing enough because you're on child support. Like, and that's not enough.
Child support is the whole check. If you make $800, half of that is going to child support. How are you supposed to survive off the remaining balance?
That's why.
Before taxes. They taking it out after taxes, not before taxes.
That's why you supposed to know who you having a baby with and be able. And if you don't want to be with her, fine. I'm not saying just be with them for till the kid turn a certain age so they can't put you on child support. That is definitely not what I'm saying. I'm saying is if you done with a person, if you don't want to be with that person, say it. Be honest. Keep it 100. Don't go out there and break their heart and lead them on where they get angry, where they get bitter, and they go put you on child support. Because that ain't right. And that's the reason why they do it. If you man up and tell them straight up, like, this ain't working no more, I'm over it, or whatever the case may be, and then maybe you could come with a mutual agreement between both of y'all, and that way you don't have to go to the courts. Why should the courts determine what you got to pay for your child?
That's a myth. Even though if you be honest with the baby mama, she's still going to run to the courthouse and get some more money.
That is not a myth. Some baby mamas out here are, they're giving these baby fathers a chance because a lot of them don't even have them on child support. And then when they go for welfare, whatever the case may be, they are the ones who go after the fathers. Sometimes not even the mothers. So you can't knock them because at the end of the day, if you would have did them right, if you would have really, you was telling them sweet nothings in their ear, if you was honest with them from the beginning, like, all right, this, I don't see no future with you, so no, we ain't have no baby. If you was straight up with them, you wouldn't be in that predicament. So, yeah, some fathers, they do deserve to pay child support. I think so. I really do. But them women that's angry and bitter, you should not use that as a tool. And you should not be using your child support payment on your other kids or whatever the case may be, because that's not right. That is solely for that child's necessities in life. That ain't for everybody. That ain't for your new man. That ain't for you to go get a new car. That ain't for you to go fix your weave, get your nails done every week. It ain't that serious, because you out there getting your nails done and your hair done when your kid is looking tacky every day going to school.
And you living in your mama house collecting child support. What you paying your mama rent with my child support? What's going on? I don't get it.
True, but I honestly think that child support should go towards rent, wherever they stand, because at the end of the day, you got to keep a roof over the child's head. I think that child support should go for rent.
You right, but what happens to the roof over my head? I'm hoarding in a family member house on a couch.
What are you? At the end of the day, I don't even think I don't know. Maybe they do hoard it on the couch, but at the end of the day, like, if she's living in her mama house and her mama couch, obviously your child support ain't that much because she ain't got her own place. So y'all both is bad. Y'all both should have decided not to have children because you both is broke and you both couldn't afford no kids. That's what I think. I'm just being honest. So listen up. I'm going to, in my closing remarks on this topic, is child support is always about the child. And it's about keeping, it's not always about keeping the man down, but it is. If it's about the child, I congratulate you because the child deserves the best as long as that's what you provide with the money. However, if you hope to devastate that man's life by keeping him from the ability to support himself, you are wrong. Many men do the best they can for their children. Many men don't need that whip to make them take care of their responsibilities. The ones that do need a little push to take care of their children should get that push, but it should be in the vein of caring for the children. Child support should not be done in the hopes of punishing a man for moving on for whatever the reason. Child support should be a venue for those men who do not support their children. Nothing more, nothing less. That's my final remarks on child support. D-Stacks?
How many times are we going to go before a judge to instruct us on how to take care of a child that we created? We love our slave master that much that we can't make a more move without him. when we get tired of depending on a system that never has and never will have the best interests of the black family in mind, it's time for a much needed family reunion between a black man and a black woman and the black children. We have been estranged long enough. Thanks for tuning in. Have a safe and happy new year. Tune in next week, same place, same time, Kicking with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn.
This for the step daddies, him. Do the step daddy. 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 Hey, can't come on tonight. Say, y'all gon' be quiet tonight. Play, you get whipped tonight. I say, better catch a grip tonight. Little boy, put the little sister down. Little boy, think I'm playing around. I pull my belt, walk these steps. Step daddy, I'll make you pay for him. Now I'ma watch this game. Lord knows you can stay in the house. You can go outdoors. What you say? What I thought you say? Now all your little mother, go to bed. And tell your little brother, go to bed. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I'ma call your mama. I'ma tell your mama. Better be sleepwalking.
Like
better be sleep talking. Who the hell is that in the refrigerator? Kids don't eat till later. At 2 in the morning, kids be sleep. It's 2 in the morning, go back to sleep. Me and my baby won't get creeped. Baby and her kids get the best of me. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I'ma call your mama. I'ma tell your mama.
Thank you for listening to Kicking It with the Joneses. Come kick it with us again, live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Hottest mixtapes in the streets.
Pull up to the crib, beat the horn, and we down. Hop up in the whip, got the sound.